Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Today's encouraging verse is Genesis chapter 18, verse 30 through 33, and we'll finish this chapter. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there." So he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Indeed, now I have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there." So he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abram, and Abraham returned to his place. As you can see here, Abraham was asking God questions, okay? We have to remember, we can ask God questions. There's nothing we can do that. We can ask God questions, but we have to remember his answer is his perspective, is his best answer. You know, does that make sense? So like I said here, you know, when Abraham was questioning God, say, "God, if I find 10, are we going to destroy the people for 10? You know what I'm saying? So as you can see here, you know, we can ask God questions and we can communicate with God and ask him questions. But remember, his answers is going to be his perspective, his best perspective. You know, when we ask for that certain prayer request, God's going to answer for his time, for his glory. You know what I'm saying? So as you can see here, we can have that relationship with God. We can ask him questions. Don't feel like you can't. Ask God questions and let God answer that question for his glory in your life, and you'll see God working in your life. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I wanted to right here kind of, you know, make, you know, a little bit, talk about a little bit, is that we can ask God questions. Actually, it says here in my study Bible, it says, "God showed Abram that asking for anything is allowed with the understanding that God's answers come from God's perspective." Like I said, it's going to be from his perspective. "They're not always in harmony with our expectations, for only he knows the whole story. Are you missing God's answer to her prayer because you haven't considered any possible answer other than one you expect?" You know, when we, like I said right here, we expect certain things to happen a certain way when we ask God a question, but we need to understand it comes from his perspective and what's best for us in our life, in our relationship with God. So let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever's ever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them today, lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Lord. We thank you, God, that we can talk to you and ask you questions, Lord. Lord, I pray that anybody has that certain question they have, Lord, that you touch it for your glory. Touch that prayer we need for your glory. Hallelujah. Touch it right now, God, and let your glory be revealed in our life, Lord. We thank you for this day that you bless us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.